بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحياء شعبة من الإيمان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. This is a very important topic or characteristic or attribute of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is because this society that we live in tells us to do the opposite. The society that we live in tells us to do the opposite of this characteristic of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that modesty is part of iman. The word shu'ba, al-haya'u shu'batun min al-iman. The word shu'ba, according to some translations, it means ba'dun, yani a portion. So haya, modesty, shyness, is a part or a portion of iman. Another translation or a definition of shu'ba is not ba'dun, not a portion, but nisfun. Meaning, haya, modesty, shyness, is half of iman. And both opinions are authentic and valid. So either modesty is half of iman or it's a portion of iman. Regardless, it's a part of iman. Meaning you cannot be a true believer if you don't have haya within you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so shy that the narrations go that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more shy, and he was shyer than a single unmarried female that's covered in her veil. Generally, women by nature, they're supposed to have shyness and modesty. They don't want to be around men. They don't want to be in public. They want to be what we call mastur, hidden. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the narration says that he is more shy than them. We live in an era where everyone wants attention. Everyone wants other people to have their eyes on them. Focus on me. When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking, when he would give speeches to the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, he would sit on the floor. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked so much similar to all the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that somebody from outside of Madinah Munawwara, when they would come to visit, and they would say, Ayyukum Muhammad, who's Muhammad? They couldn't tell. The Prophet was not sitting there looking for attention, he wanted to look different. So he would sit on the floor, give the speech, and people would come and they would say, who's Muhammad? They couldn't tell, because the companions radiallahu ajma'in and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they look similar. The Prophet didn't give himself a different position, or his clothing was different, or he wanted to make himself stand out. But the companions radiallahu ajma'in eventually requested the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you build a minbar? Can you build a minbar so you can sit on it, so when someone visits, they know you're the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet didn't want that. He didn't want the attention. As a matter of fact, the narration goes that when the Prophet was building the minbar, before, when the Prophet used to give a speech, his back would be on a tree. His back would be on a tree. He would recline on the tree and he would give the speech like that. When he was building the minbar, it is said the tree started crying and the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam could hear him. Hasan Basri rahimahullah, he says that tree had a desire to have the back of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the back of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his trunk. And the tree is crying because the Prophet would no longer be crying on the tree. As believers, we should be more hurt, and it should cause us more grief and sadness when we think about the demise of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It should make us cry. We should be shedding tears when we think about the demise of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a matter of fact, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, anytime you're going through a difficulty, a calamity, you're struggling with something, just think about the demise of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this dunya and this world has never suffered a greater calamity than the demise of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that thinking, just thinking about his demise, his death, would calm us down. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was known for being shy. He didn't want attention. We live in a time where everyone wants numbers, likes and views, and everyone wants their focus on them. Whereas the Prophet was quiet, hidden, he didn't want attention, he was shy, he was scared to say something. Generally nowadays, we have everyone wants to be prideful, wants to stand up and show how big they are. Whereas the Prophet was quiet, he didn't want anyone to know him. As a matter of fact, the Prophet was so shy that he didn't want to hurt anyone. In the Quran, in Surah Al-Ahzab, this scene is described where they came to the house of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I believe it was the walima of Zainab radiallahu anha. So they were all coming to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house, and they were talking, غَيْرَ مُسْتَعْلِقِينَ لِهَدِيثٍ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed them. That when you come to my, when you come to the house of the Prophet of Allah, eat your food and leave. Don't sit there. Because by sitting there, you're hurting the Prophet of Allah. And he's too shy to tell you something. Inna Allah la yastahi, but Allah, he's not shy to tell you the truth. Come to the Prophet's house, eat and leave. Don't sit there. That is how shy the Prophet is. So some people say, oh no, we're straightforward, we're hardcore, and that is how we're supposed to be. No, the shyness of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed he didn't want to hurt anyone. Now I'm not saying at times we shouldn't be strong, or we shouldn't have courage, but when it comes time to defend Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the front. He was the most angry. If you said anything about Allah, you said anything about the Quran, you said anything about this deen, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the strongest, he was the angriest, and he was the most powerful person there. But in general, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was quiet, he was shy, he didn't want this attention, he was calm, and he was modest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and the tawfiq to live our lives in accordance to the teachings of the Quran and the sunnah of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a quick reminder, alhamdulillah, tonight we completed Surah Hajj, the 17th juz, and we started the 18th juz. We have done the first quarter of the 18th juz, so we're almost two-thirds of the way, alhamdulillah. So if anyone wants to catch up on their readings, we finished the first quarter of the 18th juz today, inshallah.